There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, with a prowler on as to what's going on. Tragedy in France today, tragedy in America today, tragedy here, tragedy there, tragedy in too many places. I'm going to bring this around to a local tragedy. So I am very fortunate. Excuse me. I'm kind of a lone wolf when it comes to doing what I do or what we do on the radio with this program. And over the years, I've had the good fortune to be able to travel around the country and visit with many of the stations. The total now, according to my pal and manager, Bob Kay, is 304 stations carrying my product. And in that group are a lot of people who own and operate their own radio stations, not the big corporate guys. Do I have big corporate owned stations? Yep, we're talking about one of them in El Paso, where a tragedy occurred yesterday. Listeners to KTSM are well aware of what's going on there, and the rest of the country is now as well. And in a moment, I'm going to spend some time talking about what's going on in France. But before I do that, I want to go to Lake City, Florida. The radio station there has carried me for a long time, the Jet, 96.5, owned by John and Sesta Newman, in whose home I have spent good quality time, at whose radio station I have performed. I've gone to events with them on several different occasions when I have felt like this would be a cool place to spend some time. That area of Florida is quite different from the area of Florida that most of us are familiar with, i.e. the beaches, the coasts, East Coast, West Coast. Lake City is not either of those. It's a lush, green, sort of hilly area. Farms. The community is warm. I felt welcomed there to the Newman home, whether it was their home or whether their radio facility, which really was their home, where they spent most of their time. They were a very important, the radio stations that they own, because I think there are half a dozen radio stations that they own there, very important part of the community. They knew how to make that radio station or those radio stations work well and be a respected part of that community. So, why am I telling you this? John Newman passed away over the weekend. He was same age as me. Been in broadcasting for a long time. Felt it in his bones, in his blood, in his brain. He knew how to make those radio stations work. And his wife and he were so good, so supportive of each other. I really enjoyed the visits that I had with both of them. It's a quiet little town, going to restaurants, quiet little restaurants when I was there, and just enjoying their hospitality. So I say to you, Dr. Newman, that I'm sorry about your husband passing, and the people in that community will miss your husband and what he brought, not only to the media there, but to life in general in that area of Florida. So to Dr. Sesta Newman, I give my condolences over the passing of John. All right, now into the next fiasco. The essence of what is going on, how do we get to the places that we are, where there's just so much tragedy. Kenny, what's the latest that we hear about the situation in France?
It appears that two heavily armed men entered the offices of the satirical magazine called Charlie Hebdo.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a magazine that was attacked a few years ago when they published cartoons of Muhammad.
Right. And same as the, so we understand this is the same magazine that was in the focus that we never knew what the magazine, we don't remember the magazine, we just remember circumstance. So this is the same magazine.
Yeah. Right. It was set on fire. I don't think anyone was killed that time.
No.
They were just about to publish a magazine that the cover of it was making fun of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, within the past hour, I think, two men went in heavily armed and opened fire. And at last count, 11 people are dead.
Yeah. Apparently, they have escaped police,
right.
Obviously, after them.
Yeah.
The condemnation from Muslims. Here we have, once again, a circumstance that the international community will make note of. Religionists will take note, politicians will take note, and once again, this group gives the Muslim religion a bad name. And so at some point, you got to wonder how it is, or how do we deal with, or how do you, in terms of, okay, there's only a small group of Muslims, there are 1.3 billion Muslims, and only a small group are doing it. At some point, you get fed up and say, you know what, I don't really give a crap that it's a few of them. It's time you people figure out how to police or in some way, shape, or form mollify this if you want to have the respect. We have all of these people who are shaking their boots. Oh, I don't want to offend any of these people, so we got to do this and we got
to
do that. I'm offended by this.
Backlash, especially in Europe. I mean, we've seen the riots in France over the last few years. But the other day in Germany, there was a protest because one whole town in Germany, the woman says you walk through, you barely hear any German.
Yeah.
It's been taken over, and they are starting to have backlash there.
Yeah. Well, that is one example of people not liking what's going on. But it doesn't. There isn't any killing involved. It's just.
I'm just saying in general, the backlash,
yeah, right,
towards the Muslim community.
Yeah. And in this circumstance, it's deserved, in my opinion. I'm getting fed up as an individual with all the attention that we give to these people because of their ridiculous religious beliefs. In this circumstance, where maybe only a few are interested in killing people who have something to be said. This is a world that we like to think, for the most part, allows free speech. Whether it's smart, dumb, good, bad, it doesn't make any difference. But in this world, these people live in a world that doesn't allow for freedom of expression, freedom of thought, freedom of movement. It just doesn't. So there are those who can be practitioners of this religion, and it probably is the vast majority of them, who just kind of want to live.
But it makes you suspicious, doesn't it?
I'm so fed up with this stuff. Everywhere you look, we're kowtowing
to
this.
The freedoms that we have,
yeah.
Well, they are suppressed in their home countries,
right. Yeah.
And they want the opportunities,
mm-hmm.
But do they really?
Well, most of them do. Most of them deserve it. But it's time you started policing your own. If you want to have it, you can say, oh, we're the biggest and fastest growing religion. We're going to take over the world and control it. So what good is that going to do you? Because as soon as you take over the world, somebody's going to come along behind you, start another religion, Mofsky's religion, and they're going to start knocking and you'll destroy the planet. Religion is destroying this planet. There are many good things that come out of people who worship and people who believe, but the extremists in every religion, there are extremists that are way out of control. And they give the rest of the people who want peace and harmony and some good. That's why I don't profess a religion, because there's too much of this stuff, and then there's the namby-pamby putting up, okay, well, we got a few over here, but the rest of them are good. You know what? It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. So what are you going to do? You know as well as I do. In your religion, there are people who are out of control. There are a lot of people who were upset with me the other day because I said Joel Osteen may have some answering to do because of the way he runs his business in the name of religion. A lot of good things. He has a lot of great things to say and lessons to learn. But he still is suspect. Now, whether it's just suspect because people are jealous that he's got a $50 million empire and supposedly in the name of God, or is he really, you know, am I falling into this kettle of, we don't like Joel Osteen because he's got a lot of money? Or is there really something there? I use that only as an example. He's not shooting anybody. He's not killing anybody. And he's not ruining anybody's lives. In fact, he's probably enhancing them while he's helping himself. In this case, we have these people who are just God-blessed crazy. They are crazy.
Yep.
And they pull this kind of stuff off. And, you know, all of the other things that have been done, going back to September 11th and before that and after that, that are done in the name of these nutbirds, it just gets to a point where you're fed up to hear. And that's where I think I am at the moment. So I need to take a breather. 18 past the hour.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Go off and lender license, all 50 states, and number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta. Morning win.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. Get prepped for a party with popular game time favorites that will please any size crowd, like Tyson Buffalo Wings, Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Paper Plates, and DiGiorno's Pizza. Go to samsclub.com to check out the full selection of instant savings offers. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hi.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Oh, wow.
One Hit Wonder time on Good Day. Playing a song by a group at one hit. You may already know who this is. If you do, you dial us up at 888-302-3684. Winner gets a bunch of One Hit Wonder CDs. What's up?
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that big, big hill of hope.
Oh, wow.
For a destination.
Oh, wow.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man. Or whatever that means.
Was this 93?
This week, 93. San Francisco female rock band topping the pop charts with What's Up. You know who it is? 888-302-3684. My sense is that a lot of people will know who this is, Richie.
By looking at the phones, yeah, I think you're right.
I think you got it. Okay.
Yeah, this is a big song.
Yeah, it is. The band was formed in 1989 by bassist Krista Hillhouse, guitarist Shauna Hall, drummer Wanda Day, and Linda Perry, another guitarist. Their first rehearsal was to be at 6 o'clock on October 17th in 1992. Yeah, right. But that's when you may remember there was a small earthquake in San Francisco. Huh? October 17th, 1992. Anyway, so they got together after that, after the earthquake. As their popularity began to brew, the ladies kept their day jobs between gigs. They were saving money for a studio session to record this song, What's Up? Wanda, a bookkeeper, Linda, a waitress, you know, that sort of thing. What's Up was recorded live in two takes at a studio in Sausalito. They paid $150 to record this.
It's a rough group of
group. It's actually looks like it's one guy and three girls.
Really? I see four women in here, Richie. I don't know. Kenny, is there a guy involved in this?
I thought it was all women.
Yeah. One of the pictures I'm looking at, there's one guy, but then there's other pictures with just all four girls.
Yeah. Song became an immediate smash hit. The band was going on worldwide tours, making TV appearances. Offers were pouring in for them. They rented a mansion in the Hollywood Hills, had everything they wanted brought to them. But fame is short-lived. The next year, they started disagreeing with each other, got into drugs. The lead singer quit. And so there was never a follow-up to this big pop single. Who is this? 888-302-3684. Do I get some notes with my...
No, the computer's jumping over, so let's just...
So I'm just going to go?
Go.
Are you going or am I going?
Go ahead, you can do it.
Okay. Let's try line 9 first. Hi, who's this?
Hello,
who's this?
Hey, Doug, it's Andy Valente in Vero Beach, Florida.
Andy, how are you?
All right, how you doing today, sir?
I'm well, thank you. Nice to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Actually, it's nice to talk to you again. I've actually won this before.
Oh, have you? Well, that's you know what I'm going to do. Hold on just a second.
Last time was Deep Blue something.
All right, hold on a minute. Don't go away. I got to get somebody else. I got half of a computer working here. All right, who's this? Hello?
Hello? Chris.
Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, where are you?
I'm in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Jonesboro, Arkansas. What's the name of this group?
This is Four Non Blondes.
Four Non Blondes. You're a good man. You got it. We'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. You got it. Four Non Blondes. What a great name for a group. Hold on there a second.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, at this time of year, one of the questions I'm most frequently asked is, does my pet really need to wear a coat or a sweater when they go outside? Many people assume that since your pet has a coat of their own, the coat given to her by Mother Nature, fluffy or finer, doesn't need to wear a coat or a sweater. This assumption is wrong, since your dog's own coat has been fooled by modern technology. You see, she's living in an environmentally controlled climate with the luxury of indoor heating, which means that the temperature in the house is pretty much the same all year round, and that means the coat is not going to grow the same way. You know, I have worked with dogs on pretty much every continent, and dogs that spend more time outside, their coats develop so they can really deal with the colder weather. But most of the dogs we're talking about, I think it's like 60% of us, our dogs spend the majority of their time inside. Their coats don't develop. So if you go outside and you're chilly and need a coat, there's a good possibility your best friend should be wearing a sweater or jacket as well. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-347-1956. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. premium. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen with a focus on any number of things. The wind chill advisory outside of my farm, or on the farm, outside of my house and office here in Framingham, Massachusetts, 30 degrees below zero at the moment.
Time to get out of town.
30. I'm way overdue for getting out of town. In fact, next week at this time I'll be in Los Angeles. But
23 here in Washington D.C.
23 above. You a little dusting of snow.
Some politicians will freeze and not be able to get into the office, as was the case yesterday.
30 below zero. It's been a while. You know, the people who say global warming, blah blah blah. I just give you a reference point. A blizzard in the eastern U.S. on this date in 1996. Storm moved slowly, took 5 days to reach New England from the Gulf of Mexico. The Weather Service called it the storm of the
century. In 96.
Right. There were at least a dozen that I can remember called the storm of the century.
No, that was a biggie.
Oh, it was a storm of historic proportions.
Yeah.
2 feet of snow in Washington.
Yep.
The mountains of Virginia, West Virginia, 3 feet. 100 people died as a result of the storm. Most of the people who die in these snowstorms or the cold weather die of heart attacks. Remember that when you think there's no snow really to move here in this circumstance. Just the dusting as I look out at the pasture. But if you go outside and you're not used to being in the cold and you start working up a sweat or you start working or doing things and you're not used to them, the cold air is great for you if you are able to accept it a little at a time. But people who overdo it, it's like anything else, you can kill yourself. So be careful. A word to the wise is sufficient, and it's not global warming. Thank you very much. It's just winter. For those of you who are wimps, like me, Meredith said to me the other day, because I was whining and complaining, I don't want to be, because I don't mind admitting, and I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, I don't like the cold weather, and I haven't spent a winter in New England since the mid-1980s. And the fact, this is the first year that I can remember that I've been on the farm this late in January. When I say this late, what's today? The 7th of January.
It's all because of the two women in your life.
That's right, because of
your girlfriend and
Meredith
your dog.
And Charlotte. Meredith doesn't want to go to California necessarily, and I get that because her work and her business and stuff are here. And Charlotte can't travel well like she used to. So anyway, I'm looking at this map. It's on the Cape. It's 15 below zero now. Wind chill factor in Boston is minus 20. Out in the suburbs where I am, 25 to 30 below. Out in Albany, those folks who are listening out in New York State, you got the same thing. 30 to 35 below zero. Extreme cold wind chills today, tonight, and tomorrow morning. So beware of that. Right, most of you have heard the story about the shootout in Paris. 11 people are dead. Muslim extremists go in, shoot up the office of this magazine that does satirical things in this circumstance aimed at Muslims. Apparently they got wind of something they were going to be publishing and just went in and massacred the people in the office.
And apparently new names of people in the office. The magazine is called Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah.
And you remember they were firebombed about 3 years ago, so they were on a little bit of an alert, but today...
There was a policeman that was killed that was supposedly either in there or around there, I think, right?
Yeah, I think two of the people killed were security guards.
Yeah. All right, something else going on in our country that is of concern. You may or may not have heard about the situation in El Paso that developed yesterday afternoon, where a psychologist, I believe, at the VA hospital was shot by, whether it's a patient or not. Kenny and I have tried to research this, and there's not a lot of information. I've asked for people in El Paso listening to KTSM to add information if they know anymore. And the fact that I haven't heard from anybody, we have a lot of listeners there, tells me that we've got as much information as they seem to have locally there. But if you do have some more, 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the veteran lady, Gretchen Martins, who visits with us from time to time when these matters come up, she is respected for her knowledge of the military and transition issues that happen connected to the VA. She's been on a lot of radio and television programs. Books include Untying the Yellow Ribbon, Transforming How Veterans and Communities Thrive. So, from the point of view of someone who watches the VA in specific, let's talk about El Paso and what you know, Gretchen, and then find out whether things are really changing at the VA or not. But first, what do you know about what happened in El Paso?
Well, I'm about where you are. I don't know any more than you do. I checked in on the news this morning. I read the news, of course, and I'm guessing that they're doing their investigation. They don't really know what's happening yet. It's actually only about 6:30 here in Texas, so, a little bit before hours. But, you never want to speculate, but you can pretty much take a guess at what happened
there. 2 and 2 still makes 4.
It's tragic.
Yeah, 2 and 2 makes 4. So let's in general talk about the VA and whether things are different. Certainly the VA has vanished from the headlines, and I'm sure the Obamaites are happy about that. But has anything been solved or resolved, Gretchen?
I would say no. In defense of Bob McDonald, he's only been on the job a few months, and it takes time to make change. What surprises me, actually, though, is that Obama, like every other president, came into both terms of office saying that he was going to reinvent the VA, that what was happening with our veterans was just unacceptable. And on the one hand, I'm sure they're glad it's not in the news. On the other hand, that's a promise that they've made and not kept. And we as citizens have a right. Well, not only a right, but an obligation to keep the pressure on our government to create the kind of change we want to see made.
Gretchen, wow. Isn't that part of the problem here, though? All of these politicians who seem to be so shocked at what they found was going on in the VA, they all knew it. From Obama to McCain to Kerry to everybody. I mean, come on. They knew what was going on because they all sat on the VA boards and they all sat on the military conferences and within their parties. They knew what was going on. And then all of a sudden they get caught because of some veterans groups saying that they're not going to support the VA anymore. And now they stand up. So will anything ever really change, do you think?
I wish I could say that I was confident it will, but the wheels of government move just so incredibly slowly, and there is a list now in Congress of 35 people that Bob McDonald wants fired, another 1,000 that are going to be facing disciplinary action, but it's incredibly, incredibly difficult to fire anyone in the federal government. And you look at how regular people like us are on Main Street. You don't do your job, you get fired. There isn't a whole big process, but for the federal government, it's very complicated, even in these very egregious cases.
Yeah, but and this is where it gets frustrating. Like in immigration, we see local cities that can't do anything because the feds won't come in and support them on immigration issues. The VA was the same way, where you have people running VA who are not getting the support from the higher-ups in the feds, so then they have to make do with whatever they can. So people are being fired because they weren't getting the money, the funds, or the support from the federal government. Correct?
Well, you know, that's the other perplexing thing, is actually the budget of the VA, particularly when you look at the most recent large appropriation, their budget has gone up by almost $80 billion. It's almost doubled in the past 6 or 8 years.
It's always the way to solve fix. Throw more money. Solve problems by throwing more money at it.
We
keep the same nincompoops that are in charge and waste more taxpayer dollars. What kind of leadership is that?
Fired, exactly.
The people that are being fired, we can actually lay the responsibility at their feet.
No. I can answer that question. Of course not. Come on, Richie. What are you?
No, I'm just,
You're pointing out the absurd. And that's what is so frustrating about this. Go ahead, Gretchen.
Maybe it's just hopefulness early in the morning that something would make a difference. But I think you're right. The people that really ought to be fired probably have not. And I got into this discussion with someone a few days ago that, you know, is this perhaps a reflection of military culture? You protect the higher up, the people at the lower levels take the fall. And so there's so many people who veterans working in the VA that it's going to require massive culture change.
Right.
And that comes from the top. All right, Gretchen, thanks for the update. Gretchen's website, untyingtheyellowribbon.com and 6millionkids.org, both very important and compelling and worth your time. Gretchen Martins, the veteran lady here on Good Day at 16 before the hour.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 56 and MLS number 3030.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Television report time at 13 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. American Idol is practicing addition and subtraction it begins its 14th season.
Who got added? Who got subtracted?
Randy Jackson is gone.
Yeah.
Music executive Scott Borchetta, whose credentials include acting as mentor to Taylor Swift, will play that role now for contestants. The winner will be signed to his Big Machine Record Company. Another shakeup ahead for the series, returning with an hour-long episode tonight at 8 Eastern Time. Two-hour episode tomorrow. Starting with the live shows in mid-March, American Idol will be back to a two-hour show once a week, Wednesday nights. Seems kind of logical given the show's ratings decline. As more competitive shows come up, the American Idol reality is they average 10.2 million viewers, which is not bad given the landscape. But when you consider when they first got started, they had 26 million, 27 million, 28 million people a week watching. Yeah. So anyway, I think at one point in the peak after the first and second year of the competition, they had like 30 million.
What the Voice has now.
The Voice?
Yeah.
It's an average NBC show, I'm going to bet. Maybe 8 million, 9 million. Anyway, the highest ratings came when Taylor Hicks claimed the title over Catherine McPhee.
Yeah.
Remember that? All right, other television news today, because Jennifer's not here, I get to wear that hat. I never talk about TV when she's here.
The Voice has about 11 million.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's a good rating. The most successful show NBC has, I think. Amazon is once again asking for viewers' help in deciding which of their new pilots will make it into a series, Amazon Television. They're debuting 13 pilots for consideration via instant video in our country, in the UK, and in Germany a week from tomorrow. Of the 13, six are aimed at children, including four animated pilots, two live-action projects as well, four hour-long projects from veterans like Sean Ryan of The Shield, Carlton Cuse, is that how you pronounce it? He did Lost. Is that how you pronounce his name? Cuse?
So, yeah.
I think it's something like that. Anyway, so that's what's going on as Amazon wants to get into Netflix.
A la carte TV is going to be the future.
Gladys Knight is going to play a psychic on Hot in Cleveland. I don't know what that's all about.
Season.
Huh? Yeah, it's the last season.
Hey.
She's been obviously highly touted in the world of music. I didn't realize she was an actress, but
yeah, she's done a bunch of acting over the years, for sure.
USA has canceled Covert Affairs, It's been on for five seasons. Every once in a while, I have watched the show and found it to be intriguing, but they're not going to do any more. That means fans will never know if Annie chose Ryan's marriage proposal or Joan's invitation to join her CIA task force. Why don't they get one more season? They could get one more season out of that show. It was nicely done. One of those shows, you know, it's kind of like Burn Notice.
Right.
That was a good show as well, frankly. Amazon has scrapped Chris Carter's new sci-fi series, the creator of The X-Files. The show is called The After. 10 months ago, Amazon told them to do it, and now Amazon says, don't do it. HBO and IMAX struck a deal to make Game of Thrones the first TV series to grace theatrical distributors' big screens. So they're going to do the final two episodes of the fourth season in IMAX.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it?
51 after the hour.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have we got something for you? It's Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend. His wife likes him, too. I kind of like him myself. Charlotte likes him a lot, as do most pets who get to know what Warren is all about. Warren Eckstein hosting the Pet Show every weekend on a lot of great radio stations that carry this program. I love having Warren here because we can get to the bottom of things, talk about the latest news. Here's the story of a hotel whose guests get welcomed with a wagging tail and or a warm lick to the face, whichever they choose. The dog comes out from behind the registration desk, has an adopt-me vest on. Visitors arrive at the Aloft Hotel in downtown Asheville, North Carolina, one of the most progressive places in our country, one of the most beautiful places in our country. And now this is the only hotel in this country where guests can adopt a dog as it greets them when they check in. How do you like that for a story, Warren?
Very cool.
Pretty good idea.
Yeah, and you like that?
Yeah, actually, they're doing something at hospitals like that now, where, you know, they take dogs to hospitals to help patients.
Really?
Now they're taking dogs to hospitals to help the doctors and nurses in emergency rooms because of the stress. And by doing that, they're finding that the doctors and nurses are adopting half of the dogs that they're bringing over.
This is run by Charlie's...
with fleas inside of them, but other than that, it works out well.
Charlie's Angels Animal Rescue in Asheville. This would be a good interview.
Yeah.
Rescue saves the pets from possible euthanasia. They feel like they're saving lives, says the director at the hotel. The combination of hotel workers and rescue workers putting the program together. This is a chain of hotels. This is the only one where they're doing it. This started in 2012, and they have not had one complaint from anybody about allergies, dogs doing poo, anything, not one complaint. I think this is what a great idea. This is,
you know, anything that gets a dog or a cat at home is in a positive way is a great idea.
I heard a story this week, Warren, and apparently the International Humane Society worked out a deal with a South Korean dog. I don't want to call it a breeder, but a place that supplied restaurants with dogs in South Korea to close down and send all of the dogs to shelters here in the United States.
I believe 25 of those dogs actually just arrived in the country.
Okay.
By the way, we're not talking about dogs as pets, folks.
No,
they're using them for.
In parts of Asia, obviously, and I spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia, and, you know, they do need dogs, absolutely.
Right.
So there's a real push to stop that, and I definitely understand it, so that you're absolutely right, Rich. There's been an uproar, and some of these dogs have already been sent to the United States. And
now, my thing was, though, is that hopefully they were sent to a no-kill shelter.
Every one of them is going to find a home.
Okay. But the other side of it is the government makes it so ridiculously difficult. I happened to, I was searching for, trying to figure a way to get Charlotte to California without, I can't really bring her on the plane anymore with me.
Yeah.
I could, but it wouldn't be easy. And I don't want to, I can't really drive with my sciatic the way it is at the moment. So I'm trying to find another way to get her there. And I started looking around, and in my search, I'm looking at, you know, because they come, all kinds of things come up when you do the search on Google, including pets being transported from outside the country. And the still ridiculous sort of things that you have to go through to get a pet through the quarantine and all that other stuff.
I've taken pugs to and from South America.
Yeah.
And it's a whole routine.
Especially if you're on an island like Hawaii, which actually just lowered their quarantine, or England or something. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're in Australia, when you're on an island like that, they're so fearful of certain diseases coming in that they did have the quarantines. But now, with all the vaccinations...
We did have to get shots and papers.
Yeah, you do. Okay, here's the story of a puppy called Penny who got reunited with her U.S. owners. She went on a 2,400-mile road trip that took her to Iowa, Pennsylvania. She was in a truck stop. She went to the pet hospital in Pennsylvania. A Vizsla. What do those dogs look like?
Hungarian sheepdog. A lot of people think they're like faded Weimaraners.
Yeah.
It's a Vizsla, Hungarian Point. I trained them in Europe. Great dog.
Really? She went missing. Apparently, she got picked up by a trucker, got carried around. And somehow or other got back to Seattle after having gone 2,400 miles in various, to Des Moines, to a truck stop, and then got back home again. Can you imagine?
Amazing how they do it. You know, one day we'll talk about exactly how they do that. But let me leave you with this one thing. Never stand between a dog and a fire hydrant. That's my thought for today.
That's a good thought.
Good for you. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
As Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out thepetshow.com for lots of great stories about things that will help you raise a better, happier, healthier pet.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.